Ricky Dana is one of millions of Americans living with a long-term illness.
I'd wake up in the middle of the night vomiting whatever I'd eaten, if there was anything left in there. It was disastrous.
The diagnosis, chronic Lyme disease, a tick-borne bacterial infection. Her pre-existing condition of depression had already caused insurance companies to either deny her coverage or offer unaffordable policies. And the bills kept adding up.
March. These were all due within a week of each other.
Her doctor put her on four different drugs.
$25 a pill.
And told her she needed rest. But all she could think about was how to get by after losing her job and racking up tens of thousands of dollars in medical bills.
I have to pay rent, and you're charging me $400 for a 30-minute consult. But you don't want me to have stress in my life.
New data released from the government this month reveal the cost of care vary wildly from hospital to hospital. For example, the same procedure can cost $12,000 or $37,000 in Arkansas, $35,000 or $100,000 in different California hospitals, and $14,000 or $32,000 in Virginia. Dr. Gerard Anderson heads the Johns Hopkins Center for Hospital Finance and Management. He says hospitals have marked up the charges so much over the past 30 years that they no longer have any ties to actual cost.
It's not the input prices, it's not the cost of nurses and labor and those kinds of things. It is just what they choose to charge.
Michelle Katz is a nurse and healthcare consultant. She says those pricing practices are unfair.
There needs to be some sort of regulation, some sort of transparency, where if I go into the hospital, I know I'm not going to go into debt because I went into the hospital.
This is the $7,000 one.
Millions of Americans like Dana are hoping when a key part of the Obama administration's health care reform initiative goes into effect next year, it will fix these skyrocketing costs. The Affordable Care Act will give tens of millions of Americans new access to health care services. But Dr. Anderson says the wilding, inconsistent charges won't be going down.
So it's not bringing them back to a normal, reasonable amount. It's just constraining the rate of increase.
Dana applied for financial aid and reduced her bills from $40,000 to $10,000.
I didn't have to fight them or anything. They were great.
But even then, the remaining cost has placed such a burden on her that she's had no choice but to leave her home for a cheaper place to live. In Arlington, Virginia, I'm Carla Babb, VOA News.